Hi friends, it's Jillian, and you're listening to In Case You Missed It on Teach Me How to Adult, a podcast on navigating the ups and downs of adulthood, from managing stress and finances to crushing your career and your love life. Tune in every Monday as I share game-changing tips from guests and past episodes that you might have missed. Adulting isn't easy, but we got you.
As women, especially, we tend to be givers. We want to support everyone else, and sometimes that comes at the expense of ourselves. We also, you know, often give ourselves the shoulds. We call it shoulding on yourself and masturbating, where you're like, I should have done this. I shouldn't have done this. And, you know, swap out should for could. I could have done this, but I have compassion for myself now. So I'm telling myself it's okay that I didn't. And so I love the idea of challenging the shoulds with some coulds. I also love the emotional bank account. And so when you think about your emotional and mental wellness, what you want to think about is, you know, if this was my bank account, how aware am I of how many deposits I'm putting in versus how much I'm withdrawing? And what I always say is, like, when you're feeling good, make a list and get a little notebook or put on a paper or put in your phone. And make a list of the things that make you feel fulfilled, the things that help you to nourish. And so do this when you feel good, because when you're not feeling so good or you're overwhelmed or tired or stressed, the last thing you're able to do is think about all those things that make you feel better. And so, you know, like when I'm really stressed out, the last thing I'm thinking is like, oh, I know that a run helps to, you know, increase my emotional bank account. I'm like, oh, I just want to watch Netflix and eat ice cream. And, you know, and there's a place for that. But if I look at my list of things that nourish me, what I want to do is put a rating next to it. So if 0 is like minimal nourishment or none, 10 is like the most nourishment ever, put a rating scale next to it. So for me, I know that a run will be nourishing at about an 8. I know that yoga for me is a little lower, like a 2 or a 3. I know Netflix, you know, might be a 2. I know that walking my dog, going to the dog park is a 6. And so I know what these things are, and I know how much emotional money they give me. And what I do then is I'm really compassionate with myself. So if I'm having a really tough day, I might not have the energy to do something like a 9. Like, I might not go for a long run. I might do a 2, and I might watch Netflix and order takeout. And that's okay, because getting $2 in your emotional bank account is better than none. And it's about not shaming yourself. So it's not like, oh, well, I'm only watching Netflix and ordering takeout. It's awesome. I did something cool to take care of myself. And if I feel a little more nourished tomorrow, then I'll do the 9. But it's like, I love that strategy because it helps us to know what works for us. And so when you start feeling overwhelmed and burnt out, check in with yourself. What have I done recently to put money back into my emotional bank account? Because things like, you know, our daily commute, our difficult conversations, the time we spend at work, relationship challenges, like certain things cause stressors. Stress tends to compound, and we need to know what helps us to deal with our stress in order for us to be able to cope with it. And I have to preface this part because oftentimes, like, my clients will come in and be like, I'm experiencing stress and I want to feel none. And I say, well, good luck, because you actually don't want to feel no stress, because stress is what helps us to perform. It's what helps us to excel at what we do. We need stress to stay alive. It's what protects us. So, you know, stress is going to stop me from walking out into the street when there's cars. It's going to keep me a little bit hyper aroused. So, you know, when I'm working on a big presentation, I do a good job. What we don't want is chronic stress. We don't want stress that is never alleviated. And so being mindful of your emotional bank account is really important for alleviating some of that stress. A good way to challenge burnout and stress also is to think about our life as a pie. And basically what you do is draw a circle, make like 8 pieces, and label each piece as like an area of your life. So like one piece of pie is finances. One piece is friendships. One piece is romantic relationships. One piece is like hobbies or physical health or your apartment or your spirituality. We all have different pieces of the pie. Draw a little ruler stick from the center of the pie out to the middle of each piece and rate how fulfilled you feel in each area. So I did the exercise, and the idea is that, you know, ideally our life is rounded out. I think it's kind of bullshit that we have to like expect ourselves to have a fully round pie. Nobody has one. We will never have one. And it's awesome not to have a fully balanced pie, because there's some areas in your life that you're investing more time and energy into than others. And so it just gives us like a nice perspective. And, you know, if you want the exercise, if I get clients to do it, I honestly find it on Google, and it's called the life balance pie. And honestly, you can Google it and you'll find the worksheet there. And it just gives you a really great perspective to be like, oh, actually, yeah, I am really satisfied in my friendships. I'm satisfied. Like, I'm feeling really good financially. Work, I'm feeling fulfilled. Fitness, I'm feeling fulfilled. But, oh, you know, I'm not in a romantic partnership, and I'm not, you know, I'm not fulfilled there. But I know that's because I've been dedicating so much time on my work piece of pie and in developing really strong friendships that piece of pie has just been neglected. And it just takes the pressure off having to have the perfect balance. And I just like look at my little pie and I'm like, oh, you know what? I've really been neglecting my hobbies recently. So I'm going to just put some effort into that right now. I'm going to be creative. The best way to deal with comparison is to throw yourself into creativity and create something and feel good about it. And so that tends to be what I do when I find myself in those perfectionist moments of, oh my gosh, everything is bad. My life is failing, you know. And in reality, it's like, oh, well, maybe just like one or two pieces of my pie need a little more work, and that's okay.
Thanks for starting your week with us. If you enjoyed today's In Case You Missed It, check out the episode description or show notes to find the full episode. It would mean so much if you would subscribe and leave a comment or a rating. It really helps grow the show. And you can follow us on Instagram at teachmehowtoadultmedia or on TikTok at teachmehowtoadult for more hot tips. See you next time.